This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to make you feel good today. How do you do? It's a Friday. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. You can follow us on all our postings at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Things that you need to know. Can you believe it? When I was a kid, way back, young American adults in the 18 to 34 age bracket were far more likely to be married and living with a spouse. I was 23 when I got married, like the red badge of courage. That's no longer the case, however.
How did that work out for you?
Not too well, thanks for asking. Got two good kids out of it.
Yes, you did.
And somebody that I actually loved all of my life, but as husband and wife, oof, horrible. Ay, ay, ay. We didn't have a clue. And so one wonders, as you weigh in the balance this study that's out this week from the perspective of who's living where, according to the Census Bureau, quote, there are now more young people ages 18 to 34 living with their parents than in any other arrangement. The number one living arrangement today for Americans who are millennials is to live at home without a spouse. Wow. Can you imagine? Your parents would throw you out on your ear, Victoria.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't? Oh.
No. Why would they do that?
What would happen if you showed up with Lewis and said, hey, Mom, we need to live here for a while?
They would say, go, you
come
on
in
the room. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Happy to have you.
And how long? You have a great relationship with your folks. You think that would keep going if you and Lewis were living there all the time?
I mean, my family.
I'm not trying to make trouble. I'm just looking for reflection.
I think we would be fine. I mean, when I was born, my parents lived with my mom's parents, so I'm used to having a family where everyone lived together in the same house.
Right.
So
that's, by the way, the old way. People look at this. Thank you. I was wondering how long it would take us to get there. This is the way it was for my parents. My father was an orphan, and he lived in a tenement house with his three female cousins and two male cousins in a home that had one parent and one grandparent, and they were both women. My father's, my father's mother died. Father ran off. His father ran off and married somebody else. So he was left with his aunts and their mother and their grandmother. He was the only, let's see, there were two cousins, two male cousins, and three female cousins, so there were three guys and three girls, and the three guys lived on the street and raised themselves. The mother had really nothing to do with them, and the grandmother only threatened them when they got into trouble.
Wow.
That was it. But it was a three-story tenement, and they all lived, the three guys lived in one room, and the three girls lived in the other room. And there were three bedrooms. The grandmother and the mother lived in the same room. The boys lived in one room. The girls lived in another room. And wow. But if you look back on the history of, you look in especially the older cities in our country, like New York, it was the Italians, the Irish especially, all the family, the grandmother, the mother, and the children all lived in the same house.
That's
they
exactly
took care
right.
Of each other.
Lewis's family, they're all Italian, and they're all from Brooklyn, and they had a three-family house.
Yeah.
And it was he knew both sets of his great-grandparents because they all lived in the same block, basically.
And so you, with that comment you made a few minutes ago, Victoria, bring us around to thinking, oh, the media wants this, news media wants this thing. This is terrible. All those kids, they need to grow up. Well, maybe there's a different slice on it because of the helicopter parenting thing And everybody wants to keep track
of. Well, and how many of those people are contributing? I mean, I would guess to say that you probably, Victoria, your parents probably somehow might have tried to compensate or done some work or whatever, made an agreement so that while they were staying with your grandparents, that there was probably something going on where they were helping out. I think.
Oh, for sure. They took over the mortgage and then eventually bought the house from my grandparents. Yeah.
Yeah. I think now the question is, do millennials just want to smooch, you know, a little mooching off the parents?
Moochie smoochie. Yes.
Right. Moochie smoochie with the parents, or do they actually contribute something? I mean, I lived with my mom up until I was really able to buy my house, and I did that by design because
How old were you when you bought the house?
28, 27, 28, something like that.
How many people who were your friends, hold on a second, Jen. Victoria, how many people who are your friends own their own homes?
Very few.
Karen, do you know anybody
mostly because we're in New York City, and to own a studio in New York, it's, you know, $600,000 or more.
I guess I'm wondering about whether, if you look back at your college friends or high school friends that aren't living in New York, like back in Jersey, are many of them in their own homes, or are they still living at home in their 30s?
Not still living at home in their 30s, no. They're everybody's pretty much married.
Do they own or do they rent?
It's a mix. It's a mix, yeah.
Okay. Kara, what about your friends? You're 10 years younger, so where does that leave you when it comes to friends who may own their own home or are living at home? You're not living at home.
I know two or three different couples. They're not married, but people who are in serious relationships who have actually bought houses or in the process of buying a house. But I'm actually kind of surprised that I know that many. Most people I know live in apartments where they're renting houses with roommates.
Mm-hmm. House rentals are also big. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's a big market. Mm-hmm. Big market.
I think that's the difference between this survey, though, is what millennials are willing to contribute to their parents if they're staying at home with them. Or, on the other hand, you had families who were living together, and I'm sure those families were probably paying to do that.
Well, here's an indication. Framingham, Massachusetts, the largest town in the country, will become a city in January. I'm involved in local politics and government up to my Mickey, and last night at a meeting, there was approval granted there are two huge apartment complexes that are going to be built in an area that was pretty run down in downtown Framingham in an attempt to gentrify the community. And already, with the two big projects, are two or three or four smaller projects that have 18 units in them. The two big ones have, I think one's got 250 units, the other one's got 197 or something. I mean, they're huge, right at the train station. And that's where these places will be. One's a rental and one's a condo unit housing that will be sold. And they're within 10-minute walking distance of the train station. So there's a very concerted effort to bring a whole new element into this area of Framingham, which has been basically inhabited by Brazilians for the past 25 or 30 years. And that includes the downtown businesses, where the rents went down, they were cheap. Now all this new gentrification force, the rents will go up, and it'll force all these people out and change the face of downtown Framingham. And frankly, it's not a bad thing, because it looks pretty seedy. But it's the age of the people that are being targeted for all of these units are people in their 20s and 30s. That's a single people or couples living together, basically no children. The town doesn't want to add to its problems with not being able to build enough schools. They've got to build a couple of more schools now. So they are encouraging people to build units that are basically for transients. Come in. It's a half-hour train ride into Boston, 35 minutes. So you come out to the quote-unquote suburbs. You have access to lots of things that are close by, country living. You can do a lot of recreational things, but you can walk from the train to your house. And that's, I think, what a lot of millennials are trying to do, are they not? Certainly that age bracket is, as I say, the target. It's been, they make no bones about it. We want to attract the single man and woman or the couple, young couple that's living together. We want those people to live in these facilities. And Framingham has said, we want to build these kind of facilities because we don't want to build more schools because we don't want more kids, or we don't want more kids because we don't want more schools. So what is that saying? It's a pretty interesting
yeah.
reality, actually, when you get right down to it. But we can see, those of us who've been here a long time, can see how this is impacting the and that's one of the reasons the town is no longer going to be a town, because it can't deal as a town with the changes and the manifestations and the needs of running a municipality the old way. It just it doesn't work. It's totally ineffective.
When it become did it pass to become a city?
Yes.
Okay. So when it becomes a city, isn't there an extra city tax?
No.
That you'll have to pay. Won't the taxes go up?
No. In fact, the tax probably go down.
Really?
Yeah. Probably.
Hmm.
Yeah, we have the third highest tax rate in the state of Massachusetts. It's ridiculous.
That's
one of the
reasons you're already up there. Okay.
Oh, it's craziness. Yeah, nuts. All right, let's talk about something that's not nuts. Let's talk about something that's cool, man. Really cool. And that is those cool sheets that you slept in together with your honey last night. What? You didn't sleep with parachute sheets last night? What's the matter with you? How come you haven't taken advantage of this opportunity that we've been talking about here for, what, since the beginning of the year, I think, right? ParachuteHome.com/DJV. The inquiring minds, such as Victoria, is going online to see what else they have. What can you say about not the time you spent in bed? Yeah, yeah, you want sheets. You want good pillowcases. They have this Venice set, which is what I have. It's kind of cool.
So
the
nice.
Thread count is not important. We've told you that. Egyptian cotton is better. Gets stitched together in an Italian plant, shipped over to Venice, and then it's shipped to you. And you get free shipping when you go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV. That's the reason to go there. What did you say about comfort, Jennifer? Did I hear you say
that? I just said it's so nice. The sheets that you have, I have the same one, and it is absolutely fantastic.
We could be sleeping together.
We could be, or we could just have the same kind of sheet set, which is what we have, and that's awesome.
She's so tactful, folks, isn't she? Very tactful.
I love it.
Yeah. So, and Victoria, speaking of luggage, she loves to go in and look around because she's setting up house. She's got her house set up, but she's getting married.
Spring cleaning like a crazy person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've been spring cleaning a lot.
The
next thing I think on my list, because I'm always like plotting what I want from Parachute next, I have the dryer balls, which are amazing.
Yeah. Right.
And so the next thing is they have bathrobes that are really delicious looking, so I want to get into that next.
Delicious bathrobes. Get all you need. That's why they call it Parachute Home, because everything you need for your home is there. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
I moved to Boston when I was 2. There was 14 of us in a 4-bedroom apartment in the projects in Boston. To be the first, actually, kid to buy a house in my family. I just realized that. I'm the first kid to buy a house. It's a very proud moment.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes really good music speaks for itself, such as the case with all the ongoing attention to the passing of Mr. Purple himself. Prince died a year ago this week, and so in Paisley Park, all week long there have been events, and they go into the weekend, actually, including concert performances by Prince's former bandmates, and the ticket prices apparently are pretty high, ladies, so if you're a fan, you can't afford these high-priced tickets. You can go to a street party, which is outside of First Avenue, the main lane landmark downtown Minneapolis. It's funny how you think of Prince as this big Hollywood star, and yet he's most closely associated, or wanted to be most closely associated with his hometown of Minneapolis, which is kind of interesting. So
I always thought that kept him on the straight and narrow because he was so straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Until he had that hip surgery and then he got addicted to the opioids, which is unfortunately happening rampantly and
happening everywhere.
Remind me to talk to you about what's going on in China with regard to this in the next half hour. Right now, let's keep moving from earth, wind, and fire. There is news that Nile Rodgers and Sheik are going to all work together, heading out on the road for a tour. Let's see here. It starts on July 12th in Oakland, according to the release from these groups. A special guest as yet unnamed, a guest DJ, will be part of the show. So who would be a good DJ that would mean something to people who are interested in Sheik or Earth, Wind, and Fire? Would it be not a rapper, a person?
Grandmaster Flash would be a good choice.
Really?
Look at you, Victoria.
Grandmaster Flash, though, how does he... Earth, Wind, and Fire is a 70s and 80s act.
So's Flash, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see. I don't know much about
that. Yeah, he'd be a good choice.
Yeah. All right.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And the Fresh Prince. There you go.
Yeah. Nile Rodgers says, get your feet ready for a deluge of hits. See, that's where people want to go. They want to listen to the hits. And Earth, Wind, and Fire got plenty of them. And Sheik does as well. Let's see. This guy's been working, however, with some other people to put their tours together. Keith Urban, Lady Gaga, Daft Punk, Britney Spears, Sam Smith. Isn't interesting? What doesn't fit in that sentence? Keith Urban, Lady Gaga, Daft Punk. This is like a, this will be a quiz in a music class. Which person doesn't belong in this group?
You would think Keith Urban,
yeah, it doesn't fit in there.
But that's a great song. It's a really good song they did together.
Daft Punk, who's Daft Punk?
They're those French DJs who wear, like, the funky helmets so you never see their face.
Yeah, did they did the song Get Lucky with Pharrell. Do you know that song?
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you, ladies. All right, the other musical item of interest with us this hour, the All-Star Tribute to Clive Davis this week. Aretha Franklin led that tribute, and along with it came a premiere of a new documentary about Clive Davis, the soundtrack of our lives at Tribeca. I'm looking forward to seeing this. This will be on the airplane next time I take a ride, probably. I've begun to like, I told you this last trip home last week, I watched two of these documentaries, one of them about Warren Buffett. It was fascinating about his life. So this is, this guy has had his fingers around literally and figuratively most every black star and some not even. I mean, he's, this guy was important for Barry Manilow's career, Carly Simon, Dionne Warwick, Jennifer Hudson now in the modern era, certainly Earth, Wind, and Fire, from whom we just heard. And they're in a concert that was, I think it was, was it Wednesday or last night?
It was Wednesday night at Radio City. Yeah, that's right.
So it was a big thing.
And Aretha looked great and sounded amazing.
Yeah, she's got that voice, man.
Yeah, she's got that voice, though. And it's getting, it sounds clearer again, which is good.
Yeah. Clive Davis, soundtrack of our lives, debut on Apple Music sometime soon, 28 after the hour here on DJB.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's time to get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on your pets. If this is a scenario in your home where your dog is constantly scratching and you're starting to scratch, there are things you can do. As far as prevention goes, I found that fleas are much less likely to attack a dog or cat who's in good health and has a healthy skin and coat. Brushing your pet on a regular basis may be beneficial as well. And when it comes to treatment, you might want to speak to your veterinarian about treatment, but also don't just go to the pet store and buy all the stuff on the shelf, because a lot of them are toxic. They have a lot of chemicals. Try to approach fleas in a natural way. And if you want to find out if your dog or cat has fleas, here's my test. Roll them around in a white towel. If you see specks on the white towel, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, guess what? You have fleas. And I don't believe in flea collars for dogs or cats, but get a flea collar, cut it up, put it into your vacuum cleaner bag. So when you vacuum the house and you vacuum up those fleas and flea eggs, they're not going to get out and reinfest your pet or your home. I promise that's the way to do it. Oh, more next time.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The club, faithful you and me, D-U-D-L-D-Y. Where do I go with that?
Oh, it's D-O-U-G-I-E.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Dougie's here with Jen Jen and Lady V, along with Kara Schillen in the control room. She pipes in when there's something important for her to say, and there's always something important to be said by all of us because we speak for ourselves here.
We were just answering the age-old question, Dougie, off air. The age-old question, who is your favorite Kardashian and why?
Yeah. And you came out, I like Joe Kardashian best, I think.
Okay.
See how you can quick put an end to a conversation, folks? Who is Joe Kardashian? All right, listen to this. You ready? Mm-hmm. It was an experiment done by people who were selling on eBay. There were a group of people that were sent out to thrift stores to buy a bunch of insignificant trinkets just to see what they could do with them. How many people have ever sold anything on eBay or Craigslist? Raise your hands, please.
Sure, yeah.
Everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So the idea was that they go to the 99-cent stores and buy things for 99 cents or a dollar. And this group of writers hired a number of people, and then the writers took the trinkets and invented a story that attributed some kind of significance to each of these objects, like this watch was a Russian war hero's watch or something like that. So they took, they spent $128 to buy 125 trinkets. They listed them on eBay, and in 24 hours, they had sold the $128 worth of trinkets for $3,615.
Wow.
How about that for enterprise? Hmm?
Well, if they were falsely representing that stuff, eBay takes that pretty seriously.
How do you know? How are they going to know whether it was a Russian war hero's watch or not? Come on. They take it seriously to a point.
No, I'm saying eBay does. If you buy something and then say, because if somebody listens right now and knows, oh, I guess I didn't buy a Russian war hero's watch, they're going to call eBay up and say this person falsely represented this item.
Right. And this person will change his or her name the next time they're going to sell something, and they'll never catch him. Nobody will know from nothing. That's the way it works. It's kind of interesting to see how it's just, I found that to be fascinating. People would fall for that. We all want something romantic to be attached to something like that that we buy, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Anyway, meanwhile, yesterday I was talking to somebody about Earth Day, which is tomorrow. And my conversation with this person had to do with trees that we're going to plant on the farm, because this is the time of year when we pay attention, mostly because of the attention that's paid to Earth Day, which is not, and most Americans think this is something that goes on in America, or it started here. It did not. Now, what do you have as background on Earth Day there, Victoria?
Well, actually, I think it did start in America.
Contradicting me? I'm the boss. How dare you?
The first Earth Day was April of 1970.
Yes.
And it started after a factory, I guess there was some toxic waste or there's an oil spill. Yeah. And so there was something where they tried to take them to court, but it wasn't allowed to go to court. There was no EPA. There was no Clean Air Act. There was no Clean Water Act. So there was no legal or regulatory mechanisms to protect the environment then. And that's how Earth Day began. And Senator Gaylord Nelson from Wisconsin is credited as the creator of Gaylord Day.
Isn't that a great name? Gaylord Nelson.
It is not a great name. I'm sorry.
Gaylord Nelson.
Nope.
It only works if your last name is Fokker.
Yep.
All right, so what's going on tomorrow? What are the highlights of Earth Day this
Oh, come on, you
year?
Know. Your daughter must be out there getting ready to march, right? Because there is going to be a march tomorrow.
I thought that was last week there was a march. What was last week?
Oh, there's
tomorrow?
A march every week.
Tax was
march.
Yeah, tax it was tax last week.
Good
last week.
God.
Okay. Yeah, Earth
Why don't
Day.
We just call them what they are, and they're anti-Trump marches? Let's just call them that.
That's
I mean, we don't
are.
Need to pretend.
No.
People,
I think at this point, they're anti-Scott Pruitt marches.
Once you put on those pink knit hats, it's an anti-Trump march. But this weekend, my mom will be participating. I'm sure she'll see your daughter there.
Right.
Doug.
Your mother will be my daughter and your mother will be first in
we
line.
We should really just hook them up. They'd probably be best friends,
right,
I'm
be
pretty
good
sure.
Friends. Yeah.
Both academics, both super libs. Yeah. They'd be besties.
Right on.
My mom is walking in the climate change march in downtown L.A., which I'm sure there'll be marches throughout the country.
Right. But those
the climate change march in D.C. is next weekend, because my brother and his girlfriend are traveling down to D.C. for that.
Yeah. We can hook them up, too.
Yep.
Be a nationwide network of friends.
Hands across America. Liberal hands across America.
Meanwhile, have we got any trees being planted for Earth Day?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to take my pickup truck, and I'm going to gas her up, take it for a ride, throw some styrofoam out the window as I go. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm going to be on my tractor tomorrow. And
give a little extra exhaust.
Yeah. I got to see, as an aside, excuse me for a second, Victoria, I have to find the picture. Yesterday, one of the kids that works for me on the farm and I went to fields that we're going to plant. I find rocks drive me nuts. And I don't like rocks in the fields.
Those damn rocks.
So every year we go on this escapade for about a week, going to various fields and getting the rocks out so that they don't interfere with the equipment. So yesterday we had two fields that we were going to attack, and I've known these fields. I've been working
these
fields.
Did you bring, like,
fields.
Some dynamite? What are you doing?
Well, that's, we could have done that.
Hack.
But I have a Case 580 backhoe for people that know anything about backhoes. You can look, Carol, go look that up, see what a 580 looks like. And we got two boulders out of the ground that were as big as the backhoe itself. They were huge, and it took two tractors. Once we got the thing out of the ground, it took me and Tyler 2 hours and two tractors to push these boulders off to the side. And I know I told him he was going to send me, and he probably did, but I just haven't found it yet, a copy of the picture so you could kind of see. We'll post it at DJV when I find it.
You know what?
What?
I love you so much.
Why? Why do you love me so much?
Because, like, are you moving a rock and you want to take a picture of it?
I don't want to post that on Facebook, yeah.
You know what he said? His wife is after him.
We've got to get you out more. Get you out more.
No, this is kind of fun stuff. Well, for guys, I suppose, it's a fun thing. His wife he's been married to his wife, I think, a couple of years, and he's never gotten her a ring. So she's on him all the time, get me a new rock. So he took a picture of this rock and said, here.
Thank God.
And now they're divorced.
Yeah, now they're divorced. And he's actually hanging from the backyard, which is...
Actually, it's a very interesting story. She's 15 years older than he is. They got married a couple, 3 years ago, but they were together for a while. He's 31 maybe. And she's 45 46.
Go, girl. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah, good for her. Get it, girl.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that story. We're Earth Day. Meanwhile, we go from rocks back to...
I'm going to post some pictures of... yesterday, I cleaned up my desk drawer, so I've got some pictures for you.
All right.
He wants to take pictures. We just need to redirect his focus now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might find the story with the rock interesting.
I'm
right.
Sure it's interesting.
What else are we doing for Earth Day tomorrow, Victoria?
I haven't thought about Earth Day, to be honest.
Okay.
No, I'm but going there, to brunch. What's the, I'll raise
there, them. Are there anything other than protests? Like, are people actually planting trees and things someplace?
In New York City, they have volunteers to pick up garbage in Central Park and plant trees. They have all up and down the coast, the East Coast they've got, and I'm sure the West Coast as well, beach cleanups. Things like cigarette butts. That's the number one thing that, you know, people don't think about that. And people go and collect cigarette butts in jars and things, and so that helps. Yeah, it's gross, but they just, you know, they never disintegrate.
All right, for those of you who don't like Donald Trump, just an anecdotal, I was thinking, I saw this yesterday, I just found it. Trump has saved taxpayers $86 billion in regulatory costs during the first 3 months of his term in the White House, according to a new study by the American Action Forum, pointing to the regulations that were in effect. Trump either rolling back on his own or with the help of the Congressional Review Act, education, school accountability standards, EPA things, blacklisting rule for government contractors. I don't know what that is. Anybody know what that is?
No.
No.
No. All right. Anyway.
It's a lot of money, though. $86 billion's not so shabby.
It is. All right. In a moment, we're going to find out what millennials are doing in China. We've been talking about this is really... The world is
rocks.
Taking pictures of it.
Okay, all right. So I'll get to that in a minute. Everybody hold on. 44 past the hour.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
Chinese. Let's see, where are we? 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the ready with the buttons. So we often have conversations here because the ladies of the program are millennials at one end or another of that scale. And because we have this close relationship with China, sometimes good, sometimes not so good, but they're trying to be like we. Where the most popular car in China is a Buick, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And they love brands. Emulate American living, and they like American brands. So what does that also lead to when it comes to, if you want to be, I remember the fellow who was my tour guide when I went to China, and it's been almost 20 years, I think, since I went to China. A fellow, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful kid. My God, what a great kid. He goes, if he wouldn't have gotten shot, I would have brought him back to America. Anyway, he got me thinking about a lot of stuff, and he would blame, but he would smile, because the Chinese thought any problems they had were a result of Western corruption. But the Western corruption they were bringing, when you bring in Western ideas and Western businesses, hello, you're going to get so-called Western corruption. And along with that is a serious problem with millennials and depression in China. Serious. Remember, 25 years or so ago, they killed all the girl babies and they only let the boys survive. And
yes.
The boys, now the men, outnumber women in the millennial age, like 4-1 or something. So it's led to a very quiet but yet big problem with the gay lifestyle, because the Chinese government doesn't accept the gay lifestyle, right? The communists don't like gays. So there's been that whole side thing, thousands of gay men basically literally going from city to city trying to find jobs. And it's been
very...
Yeah,
you heard about what they're doing to them in Chechnya. They're killing them and running them out of town.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, say what you will about the Trump administration, but Nikki Haley, based on ruling from the administration, has taken a hard line on it because it's ridiculous. I mean, they're killing gay people in the streets.
Basically saying that it's not a problem because gay people don't exist in Chechnya.
That's right.
Well, it's not a problem because they're killing them all. So, anyway, this business back to China and mainland China, the people who are your age, ladies, who are suffering from bouts of depression because their parental or family units and what has existed in China for tradition, certainly for the past, back before the revolution, is so different from what they are experiencing now. The frenetic economic growth, the emotional scars, the people killing themselves. Suicide is a huge problem in China. Yet, because the news media is as closed as it is, you don't hear much about that. But people trying to cope with trying to get treatment, they're trying to bring American specialists over, European specialists to China to treat all these young people that are going through all this depression. And it's really pretty amazing to see how it shows up on the landscape. So I thought you'd find that story to be important. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
rate to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
You do. We have the right lady here to talk about your travel plans from the Frommer Travel Guidebooks and Frommers.com. Pauline Frommer, the fix on things to do in America. What can you be doing if you love American history? I think Pauline has a tip for you and a couple of other things that are up her sleeve. We'll get to them in just a moment here.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sights and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sights in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399. It includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4 and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking booking guides and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's SMARTours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
56 minutes after the hour, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guidebooks and Frommers.com with a focus on what to do in America. Some of these new things is the Museum, for example, of American Revolution, the American Revolution in Philadelphia. Is that new? Has it been enhanced? You'd think because Philadelphia really is where the nation began in many ways, this would be quite a take.
Well, it's brand new. It just opened this week, really? And it's kind of amazing that such a museum never existed before.
Yeah, yeah.
In the past, when you went to Philadelphia, you kind of heard the beginning of the story. You went to Independence Hall. You saw the place where the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. You saw Betsy Ross's house and Benjamin Franklin's house. But then the story jumped all the way to the Constitution Center, and students of history probably thought, well, what happened to the Revolution? Well, that is now, that wrong is now righted, and you can visit this fascinating, really interactive new museum that just opened and I think really greatly enhances a trip to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you think about being from Boston, as you were telling that story, I was thinking about all the things that are available here in Boston, same sort of thing. I don't know if there's anything new. I think just there are people who love to go the tourist route. And we have fabulous, not only in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington. You can go down places like St. Augustine have
sure.
opportunities to figure out what happened at the beginning of our country. So it's kind of cool.
Well, I think what's new in this museum is the story is being told. You hear a lot about General George Washington, obviously. You see his tent, which is an iconic sight there, Mona Lisa. But you also hear about the voices that usually get lost, about women and how it impacted them. You know, 10% of the redcoats were married and brought their wives and children with them. And they were living in the camp as battles were going on. You learn about how it impacted slaves, how the British promised the slaves freedom if they sided with them in many cases. So that's why some of the slaves did, and it didn't work out for them.
Wow.
You hear about the Native American nations. Some tried to stay neutral. Others went with the British and had their villages destroyed by Washington. Others sided with the Americans. So it's really fascinating. It's a very well-done museum because it tells the story from the ground up. It tells about how it impacted local people.
Yeah. Well, you wonder sometimes about history and what real history is, but if they have artifacts there, that's what makes it much more legit. So the Museum of the American Revolution, new in Philadelphia, on Pauline's mind. Pauline Frommer from...
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.